further afield are you talking?
Yeah, we won't talk about the Melbourne Open Day where we can go and see a field. Let's go to Uzbekistan.
Oh, right.
We'll cut off.
Okay. Beautiful.
Because there's a man there called Brian Ricks, and he's with his partner Shirley Hardy Ricks, and they are riding a motorbike. Well, who knows to where, but we find them in Uzbekistan. Brian, good morning to you at some ungodly hour.
Good morning. How are you, Darren? Yeah, it's a little early here, but I heard on your weather forecast, what, 11 degrees today? Here, 40. 40 degrees. Motorcycle, and that's damn hot. I tell you, Darren, it's really hot. But, Kedah, which is right on the Silk Road, one of the branches of the Silk Road. Wonderful, wonderful adobe city, 2,500 years old. They've been wandering around there today, and it's just an amazing place. And you think of what happened here all those years ago with all the traders, and slave trade happened here until 1917. It's not that long ago.
And Brian, I'm very fascinated by the Silk Road because it went from, like, Beijing in China, right the way across, right the way, and it ended up sort of over there in through Turkey and where you are in Uzbekistan, and then it ended up sort of in, well, Holland and England and things. You think, gee, it had a massive, this amazing sort of channel of trading routes that just followed amazing roads and things.
Yes, that's right. It's not just one road. There's lots of little branches that go across when you have a look at it, from Isfahan in Iran through to the north up to Novigrad in Russia. There's traders that plied their trade all the way across here. You've also been to the Aral Sea, which is an absolute man-made disaster when you think about it.
Is that the one, Brian, that's got it's totally dried out now, but it used to feed a lot of the cotton fields in Russia and all that area, and then you see this amazing photo of the boat that's just sort of stranded there in the middle of the sea?
Yes, that's right. There's a thriving fishing villages right around the lake, and it's tried up over 250 kilometres just through the end of it. Growing cotton and rice up here.
Cotton and rice, yeah. You're breaking up a bit, Brian. We heard cotton and rice. Jane made a good point. She was saying she's just come back from Europe where things are not cheap. And we were wondering, when you're in a place like Uzbekistan, can you fling your MasterCard around or you just take a big roll of cash? What's the story?
First, I mean,
for
most of you must cash and... The banks will give you American dollars, and you've got to find someone to change it into Uzbek som, which 5,000 som is $2.50 or $60 or thereabouts, and you end up with a wad of notes. I look like I'm a millionaire with my wallet stuffed full of these 5,000 som notes, but it doesn't go very far.
Now, tell me what the vegetation is like in Uzbekistan. What are the trees and the shrubs like?
Crossing the desert, not much at all. Very scrubby. Very, very scrubby. But when you come over a hill, you might see a green belt to be where the rivers still a little bit of irrigation on. And then you come across, I think there's two rivers in the whole of Uzbekistan. So that's where all the irrigation is. And there's still some cotton grown here. But it's very dusty, very dirty. Infrastructure is very... the roads are riding on the dirt verge of the road. And dry and sit in the middle where sometimes it's asphalt. But most of the time it's broken up. And it's very poor country in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But the people, everyone has a smile on their face.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it's just a country, guys, and I wish them well. They're really trying their best, and anyone who wants to experience the Silk Road, Kedah is just a beautiful, beautiful old city. And it's not expensive. A hotel room here, I think, is close.
How much for two nights? We're getting every sort of second word. We're struggling. We'll persevere, but how much for two nights?
Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. $70, roughly, for two nights accommodation. So
that's optimal.
Wow.
It's not that expensive.
And just to finish up,
the
Brian...
The petrol, Darren, ATROM.
ATROM.
Didn't get that.
No, I missed it. Where do you head to? Where do you head to this week, Brian? Where do we talk to you next week, hopefully?
Well, hopefully we'll make it into Tajikistan, but we'll see. There's been some natural disasters on the Pamir Highway, which is right on the border with Afghanistan. There's been a landslide on the road.
Oh, be careful.
Yes, we'll have to be really, really careful. We're not sure if the road is open or not. So we're not sure, Darren, but that's where we're heading over towards Tajikistan.
Tajikistan. I'm looking at a map now on Google Maps, and you've got Kazakhstan to the north. You've got Turkmenistan to the south. You're in Uzbekistan. You're heading to Tajikistan. And so you're still heading out east.
They're ticking the stands off, aren't you?
Tick the stands off.
Yes, we are. We're ticking the stands off, and we're about, about 800 kilometres from Afghanistan in the north. Where we are right now.
And you're not too far away from Pakistan, darn it all.
No, not at all. No, that's true. Pakistan, Afghanistan. But we will turn a little north to head up into Kyrgyzstan after trying to get through the Pamir Highway region.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how we go.
I can see where you're going. You're going sort of southeast to Tajikistan, then northeast up to where is it?
Kyrgyzstan. I can't even say it, let alone spell it.
Kyrgyzstan.
Now, you be careful, Brian and Shirley, because we want you to be
safe. We're getting serious. We're not talking Germany or Denmark now, my friend. Brian Ricks.
No, it's challenging, I must say, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your cold weather while we swelter in 40-plus degrees.
40-plus degrees in Uzbekistan.
Wow.
Well, that's amazing looking at the map where he is.
It's fascinating, isn't it? The world is an amazing place.
Oh.
They've bitten off a lot, though, haven't they, Brian and Shirley? Amazing.
It's getting serious.
It is.
14 to 9. Drive.